Behind every song is a voice, and every voice is a story. The journeys behind the voices brings life to the music that shapes each of us. Brought to you by Visible Music College and in partnership with the largest online Christian music site, New Release Today. This is Behind the Tunes, and I am your host, Austin Black. Together, we will explore those journeys, the journeys behind the artists that shape the landscape of today's music. We're today on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios with Sarah Kroger. Learn all about her at sarahkroger.com. Sarah, thanks so much for being on today.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be with you today and chat. Now
we're going to answer the number one question on everybody's mind out of the box. It's not the grocery store.
No. I mean, to my knowledge, my family is from Cincinnati, where Kroger was founded. So I feel like there's got to be a connection somewhere, but not to my knowledge. We haven't found it all these years. Maybe a great aunt will die someday and give me $1 million and I'll just be like thrilled, you know?
But okay, this is not where the interview was going to go, but we're going to go here for a second, Sarah. I was listening to a podcast a couple weeks ago. I was traveling. I don't even remember the name of the podcast. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All that, and what I'm telling you is going to give away a little bit of the type of podcast it was, but that's fine too. It was talking about DNA testing.
Oh.
And so there's this DNA stuff that will just trace. It'll find all kind of people. Kroger, if you're listening, we're coming
Let's
for that bag.
We're coming
for that bag, Sarah. Kroger.
The badge that I'll wear into Kroger stores so they know she's a part of the Kroger family.
Well,
there's
the
got to be
things.
Like something. Yeah, for sure.
Fine.
For sure.
Well, we're talking so just for a minute before we got started here today. You're originally from Florida, and I couldn't find it. That's okay. But you're in Nashville now, right?
Yes. Yep.
So we're going to call you a Nashvillian for today.
Sure.
And we're
I've been here like almost 8 years, so I feel like that's totally
enough.
Plausible.
All right. Yeah. So we got some fun facts about Nashville. Some fun facts about Nashville that if you don't know these things, you're going to know them and you're going to be smarter, I think, than most Nashville people today, because I dug pretty deep. Let's see what happens. There are two polar bear statues that have been moved around the city for almost 100 years.
Polar bear statues.
It was about 100 years ago, there was this frozen custard shop. I don't know the name of it. It doesn't matter. It's been gone almost 100 years. Nobody cares. And apparently it wasn't very good then either. So didn't make it. And so it's a frozen custard shop. Well, there are these two polar bear statues that were in front of this custard shop.
Wow.
The people were so attached to them. It's at some park, and I can't remember the name of the park either, but it's there. You can Google it.
I gotta find them now.
Go get some pictures.
My husband is a fan of polar bears, so I'm like, let's go. Yeah, he loves them. Let's go.
If I don't see this on the Instagram soon, just know I'm upset.
It's gonna be
I'm calling off the Kroger pursuit at that point. Another thing I read about was the Nashville curse. Have you heard of the Nashville curse before?
No.
All right. I dug pretty deep here. All right.
This is
Nashville
deep.
Curse. There was an 80s band called Jason and the Nashville Scorchers.
Okay.
Well, as they got going, they removed the name Nashville from their name. So I guess they were Jason and the Scorchers. Since that point, which is a stupid name anyway.
Jason and the Scorchers.
Yeah, as they're talking through, like, hey, I don't think our name's working. In their mind, it was the Nashville part. It's like, no, the old name's terrible. But anyway, Jason and the Scorchers, when they took Nashville out of their name, since the 80s, no Nashville rock band sold 1 million records until, are you ready for this one? Paramore.
Really? Wow. I don't think I even realized that Paramore was a Nashville band. Honestly.
I don't know. That's just what the thing said.
That's incredible.
Sarah,
and they broke the curse.
Yeah, I need to tell you this on the front end too. I don't vet these facts. None of this, all this could be lies.
Totally false.
So there may not be polar bears anywhere in Nashville.
Well, we're going to search for them. We're going to search for them. Well, we're going to let you know.
I can't wait to hear. I can't wait to hear about this. Okay. Gosh. There was a hotel in Nashville called the Maxwell House Hotel. You may have had a coffee at some point in your life. Maxwell House Coffee.
Yep.
And their catchphrase is good to the last drop. A president is the one that coined that phrase because he used to stay at the Maxwell House Hotel. Unvetted facts. Everybody, just telling you what I read on the internet.
Wow. On the
A president sat there, he drank their coffee, and he said, this is good to the last drop. That president was Teddy Roosevelt.
Interesting.
Used to hang out in Nashville drinking Maxwell House coffee at the actual Maxwell House Hotel. It's not there
Maxwell
either.
Maxwell House Coffee came from Nashville?
The hotel was there.
Wow.
Unvetted. Don't
unvetted.
Throw this out.
I know. I'm like stunned by all these facts.
You throw
like,
this.
Wow.
Listen, the people you throw these facts out to, you're going to want them to not have a real deep knowledge of Nashville. You're going to do it to people in, you know, Texas somewhere. They won't have a clue.
Here's the thing about me. I'm real gullible, so I'm believing every word you're saying. Listen. I'm like, wow, Maxwell House came from Nashville, and Teddy Roosevelt was here, and it was amazing.
Listen, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Any misleadings are completely accidental. Accidental.
Back in the same place I've been so many times. Here I am again, losing the battle and thinking I'll never win this fight. I'm so ashamed, down on my knees. I know there's grace, but is there grace for me? Fall after fall, prayer after prayer.
times can you hear the same lie before you start to believe it? The enemy keeps whispering to me, swear these days it's all that I'm hearing. I used to know who I was, now I look in the mirror and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't wanna listen to the lies anymore. The truth is I am my father's child. I make him proud and I make him smile. I was made in the image of a perfect king. He looks at me and wouldn't change a thing. The truth is I am truly so much noise living rent free in my head. Heaven finds me in a still small voice and it sounds like grace instead. You remind me who I am when I look in the mirror and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't wanna listen to the lies anymore. The truth is I am my father's child. I make him proud and I make him smile. I was made in the image of a perfect king. He looks at me and wouldn't change a thing. The truth is I am truly.
Again, we're here with Sarah Kroger on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Well, we're not here to talk about polar bears or coffee. We're here to talk about your story a little bit, Sarah. Sarah, what got you into music to begin with?
I love this already, by the way. It's good. so fun to hear little tidbits about Nashville that could or could not be true. I got into music because my parents were involved in music ministry from before I was born. So it was kind of like not an option to not be involved. We were kind of like pastor's kids in that way, always at church from sun up till sundown. It felt like either hanging out in their office playing games or at a church service or something, volunteering at the children's choir, taking, you know, piano lessons or voice lessons, just always involved in music. I loved music. I really loved music, but it was just always a part of my life. It just was non-negotiable, you know. And slowly but surely just kind of found my own way in it, you know, and started volunteering at my church when I was in high school and kind of like made it my own. But before that, I mean, I was terrified to sing in front of people for the longest time. Cause I was bullied a lot in elementary school. And so I felt like it was a precious like gift to me. It was this thing that I just didn't want anyone else to tear down. Like they had torn the rest of me down. And so I kind of hid it away for many, many years and then went to a youth conference and had a kind of deeper conversion to my faith. And there was someone there that was speaking to the whole room, but it felt like he was speaking just to me. And he said, if you have a gift from God and you're not using it, you're denying the glory of God within you. And I felt so called out in that moment. I felt like God was either lovingly tapping me on the shoulder or like shaking me like, Sarah, wake up. Like, this gift is not just for you. And so I went back to my church and I started kind of making it my own and realizing this is a gift. It's not meant for just me, and started volunteering. And and then it just blossomed into this other whole thing that I can't even imagine doing anything else now. But back in the day, it all started because my parents had a deep love for it and kind of set the foundation for us. And I'm really grateful for that. Music has been such a gift to my life, you know, as many people probably who listen to this podcast can agree and attest to, you know.
How old do you think you were when you went to that youth conference?
I was a junior in high school, so maybe like 17, 16. Yeah. It was honestly, and I do a lot of youth conferences now in the summer, and they're just so impactful still to this day. There's just something about summer and getting out of school, being out of school, being out of your rhythm, being out of the norm, being away from your home, and just being able to enter into something like that. God still does some powerful things at those conferences. I love them every year when they come around, and we're gearing up to do some in a few weeks. Like, the same conference that I had a conversion to my faith at, I get to go lead worship at now, all these years later. And so it's just such a full circle moment every time I get to do that, but so impactful. God is so good in that way. So
it really is incredible how you talked about just the difficulties of people, you know, as you're coming through and growing up and all that looks like, and how really God, because I had a similar story, is even musically, having, you know, and it's like, you know, God gives us, and I'm not saying everybody's the same, but he gives us these little gifts that set us apart, almost, to say, you know, they don't know. But they don't know, and they may have a season of theirs, but what they don't know is what I've put within you. And that's a beautiful story, and it's one, it'll resonate. I know that.
Yeah. I mean, every single person, I really believe this with my whole heart, every person has a piece of God's glory in them that they're made to shine in a specific way, and that only you can give to the world in the way that you're made to give it to the world, you know? And I just think that that's such a beautiful, it's very freeing for me, because sometimes, especially in this day and age, it's so easy to compare yourself to other people and feel like you have to be like someone else in order to be seen or accepted or successful. And it's just like, dude, you just got to be you. You just got to show up as you, because God has given you what you need to give this gift to the world and to share it in a beautiful, unique way. He's given you all that you need. It's within you already, you know? So
Psalm 139 for me is a huge, impactful set of verses, 13 through 16 specifically. And we hear people quote, you know, he knit you together in your mother's womb. He formed your most inward parts. And he did. Absolutely. He designed us literally and specifically, just like you're saying. But the, you know, verse 16 talks about how he formed the days for us when as yet there was none of them. And so to me, it's exactly what you're talking about. It's this beautiful thing of he designs you.
Yeah.
And then he designed these days. And plugs your design into these days to just unfold it all around you. And you're right. Like, the world around us wants us to be the same. I scream from the mountaintops. No. Who did God make you to be? Who did he make you to be? And he gave you something special.
Exactly.
To live out. That. So beautiful.
By your bed, you fold your hands and bow your head, throwing out another prayer in faith. When you're wondering if he's hearing you, look at me, I'm living proof. I'm only right where I am today because somebody prayed. So I hit my knees, cause I've seen all Father, please, cause I've seen what he can do.
when mountains move, I say, looks like somebody prayed. For the child of God is far from home, the one who thinks they're too far gone. I'm throwing out another prayer in vain. Worn out altars, tear-stained pews, still I won't give up on you. I believe that anything can change when somebody prays. So I hit my knees, 'cause I've seen all heaven move. I pray, Father, please, 'cause I've somebody prayed. I've seen miracles come from feeble words. I've seen hospital rooms turned into cathedrals. I've seen freedom come to the prisoner. You can't tell me that prayer don't work. So every night there by your bed, fold your hands and bow your head. Not a single word you've ever said in vain, 'cause he hears everything. So I hit my knees, 'cause I've seen all heaven move.
My God, pick you up when you come.
I pray, Father, please, 'cause I've looks like somebody prayed.
Even though I walk through the valley, sometimes it feels like I crawl through the valley. But I got a promise that I hold on tight to. I can't lose when I'm right beside you. Yeah, gotta know the plans you have for me when my cup is overflowing. So while I'm in the in between, I'ma live my life knowing if I get down, you pick me up from the ground. You give me love that don't give out, giving no conditions. You lift me up and up again now. No matter who's around, I let my hallelujah get loud like a freight train, sunshine or rain. I'll lift you up and up again.
Ask me how I know you're gonna do it. Every time a blessing's coming to me, the devil tried to make me turn away. 'Cause even on my worst day, yeah,
if I get down, you pick me up.
I'ma live my life knowing
if I get down.